Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the weekly rant, rave, and review radio show where we talk all of the good, the bad, and the ugly of the past week's current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and this week's special guest co-host,
singer Preston Wiggins.
You're also invited to call in and stand on my soapbox with us. Call now at 347-989-0126 to join the conversation. Now, here he is, stepping up to the microphone, your host, Scott Fullerton.
Well, howdy, howdy, everyone. Welcome to the first live Standing on My Soapbox in a couple of weeks. I've had my little LA vacation here. It is Wednesday, April 19th. We're going to be talking about the week in pop culture, LGBT news, and politics. You're invited to join on in the conversation. Give us a call, 347-901-0126. Don't be shy. While you're on hold, you'll be able to hear the show in progress going on, and we'll bring you on as we can here. Guys, I'm so excited today. Standing on my soapbox with me today is my very special guest co-host. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. His new album, Jungle City, just dropped to some huge downloads. Please welcome to the show, Preston Wiggins. Preston, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing amazing. It's Wednesday, so the hump day is just about over, and we can slide into the weekend.
Sounds perfect.
Hey, so glad to talk to you, man. We talked, I think it was February, when you had a couple of your songs ready to go, but this album dropped the other day, and you're just getting some massive download buys, everything. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it came out April 11th, and I had pre-order back in March 25th, and I had a total of 300 downloads there and then 500 the first day it dropped. So that
Woo-hoo!
Was really exciting for me. Yeah.
That is awesome. Now remind everyone where you're calling in from and everything, and where is your neck of the woods?
I am calling in from Texas, in the middle of Magnolia.
Beautiful downtown Texas, right here. We got Northeast out here. Has spring in Texas, or is this plain hot already?
It is plain hot. It is just ridiculous.
I just got back from a 2-week vacation in LA, and it was very nice. It's just now springing here in Ohio. When I left the last week before I left here, it was still like 50 degrees. And I went to LA for 2 weeks, and it was like mid 70s to 80s every day. I got to the swimming pool every day. And now I'm back to Ohio, and we're up to 65 to 70 degrees here. So I'm happy. I'm a happy camper.
That sounds like perfect weather to me. It's so hot here.
Oh, I love it. I love mid 70s, low 80s. I don't like hot. I mean, I'm a big guy, Preston. Hot and I don't do well. Hot and humidity is a horrible thing.
Skinny gay kid. I mean, I don't do hot either, so.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have been off air for 2 weeks because this is, of course, live show for pop culture. So I did some shows for the Left of Straight. We had some pre-recorded shows in L.A., but this is kind of a live what's on in the week. So you kind of hard to pre-record what's happening in the future. So this is our first time in 2 weeks live. Lots of stuff happening in the world. We got some pop culture stuff to talk about, some LGBT news to talk about, a little bit of politics there we'll throw in now and then. But let's get the show started off right. We have this brand new album, Jungle City, and I think it's only appropriate we start the show with a little bit of Animal. So we're going to play Animal One from Preston Wiggins' new album, Jungle City. When we get back, we hope you call in 347-989-0126. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox right here on the Left of Straight Radio Network.
I'll be the hunter, you'll be the hunter. You're just an animal, I'm just an animal. Sophisticated, give me a break. The city is a jungle, make a mistake. But cut them out, come take a bite. I'll be crying at the moon all night. I'll be the hunter, you be the hunter. is wild. Feel the temperature rise, I can smell you set for miles. Your territory, you can play the predator now. I don't need a compass, babe, I know which way you go. I'll be the one to you, be the hunter. You're just an animal, I'm just an animal. Rest on your love, let your little body speak. It's human nature, baby. Make your body in the street. Don't get it, I'm gonna earn it. Try to find it. It's a world of lions, never got it. Don't have to know. Hey, animal.
And Roar is right. We are back. That is Preston Wiggins' Animal off the new album, Jungle City. Congratulations, man. We are talking to the creator, singer, star of that album. Preston, that is so cool. Now, is it that describe the album? Is all the songs pretty much poppy like that? Really cool and has a really nice beat?
That is like, that's really the only one that has that upbeat pop sensation with it, but it's like that one's like the entire center of the entire album, so it's like really cool because it has like a rock edgy feel, but then it has like a pop feel, so it can go either way.
Right.
But initially, when I came on in February, we had 6 songs that were going to go on the album, but we cut them back to 4 because 2 of them just weren't really feeling it. So we got 4 songs on the album. We have HFH, we have Soul Survivor, Animal, and I don't really remember the other one right now. I totally blanked out.
There you go. We'll play Soul Survivor a little bit later. I do have that one still, and play a little from the old music here. But I just love it. Congratulations. That is so
just
awesome. Let's jump right into pop
album.
Culture. What's that?
Yeah. I said it's a fun album, so you just have to buy it.
I love it. Let's jump a little bit of pop culture here. I talk on my social media. If you're not following me on social media, please do. On Instagram and at Left and Straight Show is our page, and Scott Fullerton on my personal page. You can friend me over there. Where can they find you, Preston?
They can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and my Facebook. It's
beautiful.
Instagram. Yeah, I don't really remember any of my things.
I think I remember your Twitter's like
so
Preston Wayne X, and I can't remember your Facebook now, to tell you the truth.
Facebook is just, you know, Preston Wiggins. And then, if I'm not mistaken, Instagram should be Preston.
There you go. Look for the Preston
Wayne
with the blue check. You have the blue check mark on Facebook. I know that. You're official.
Yeah, just look for the blue
You're
check.
An official something.
Yeah.
Too cool. Well, like I said, I was talking on my social media the other day that when I was in LA, the two things I heard about all over LA from all my little showbiz type friends was the new shows on Netflix, Big Little Lies or Little Big Lies, which I haven't seen yet, and 13 Reasons Why, which I binge watched while I was recovering from the trip because I couldn't move for 2 days after I got back, basically. But you saw 13 Reasons Why as well, right?
I did, and that is that show will get you in your feels so quick. But it's
so good.
Selena Gomez and all the producers did such an amazing job on that show.
I love it. I didn't even know Selena Gomez was attached to it, but I guess she is. She's a producer, right?
Yeah, her and her mother and I think like six other producers did that entire show. So we're just kind of sitting around waiting to see if they're going to do a season two.
Well, it's based off a book, from what I understand, and it's a pretty deep subject matter, like you said, but it gives you the feels all over the place. And just give everyone a quick kind of background on what the first season's about.
First season's really about this kid, Clay, who is trying to figure out what caused his best friend, Hannah, to kill herself. And it goes through her entire story from episode 1 to episode 13. Of how it all happened. And she records it on tapes and they're sent to every person and they all have to hear their story of what they did to her and what caused her to end her life so quickly.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a real powerful piece. Like you said, Hannah has committed suicide, so of course we're talking about a serious piece. And now everyone's trying to put the pieces back together. And this one guy who really had a crush on her, Clay, all of a sudden this box shows up on his doorstep, and it gives him these tapes. And she has recorded 13 reasons why she committed suicide. And everyone who receives the box is one of the reasons. So he's freaked out to begin with because he was in love with her. Couldn't figure out why would I be on this 13. And the story starts to unravel over 13 episodes. And it's just some amazing TV on high school life, on bullying, on perception. And I mean, it's a whole story to talk about. Is it someone else's fault you commit suicide or do you commit suicide on your own? That's a big story in and of itself. But I think it handles it really well.
It does. It covers so many subjects of life, from bullying to depression to rape. I mean, it gets in there. And, you know, the producers and the writers just really brought it to life and are trying to really raise awareness about it. So
it's amazing. It goes from her parents' point of view, for the grieving parents, to the grieving students, to the students that supposedly, quote unquote, caused this, and how they could, and how something very small they realize could set someone off could be something more. And there's some serious issues too. I mean, they have some serious reasons why this is happening as well. So it's just, it blew me away. It's 13 one-hour episodes. And now, is there more than one book? Like I said, I didn't even know it was off a book till later on.
You know, I don't know. I only know that there's the one book. What I recently read, that the guy who plays Clay said that depending on the reviews and how everyone reacts to the first season, they will do a second season. So I think they're really just waiting on reviews to see how it's going to come in.
Well, like I said, it's the buzz of L.A., so I probably think there'll be a season two. What they do, who knows? But it was widely received out there, and I was just blown away by it. I actually talked yesterday. I have a girl and her husband that's on the Left of Straight Radio Network. They have a show here every Saturday morning now. It's 8 in the morning Eastern or Pacific time, 11 in the morning Eastern time, all about mental health. It's called Voices for Change 2.0. And she is a mental health. She suffers with the disease. She actually tried to commit suicide once. She used to cut herself. And her husband have been together 15 years now. And it talks about her struggles and it talks about him as a caregiver. And it's an excellent show right here on Left to Straight Radio every Saturday morning. But I had them on as a guest to talk about it, too. And it's just, it's such an interesting subject. It's something that is not talked about that much, but it's something that really needs to be talked about more and to remove the stigma of it. So
It
good
does,
on
it's,
these
and
people.
It's very scary. They're a friend, pretty much a friend of both of ours, actually. Zach, he was on your show last year. Everybody about, let's see, 19. So Monday, everybody was informed that Zach committed suicide for depression severely. And so watching 13 Reasons Why and knowing someone who did this, it the show shows you the signs of what happened. And
right.
If you don't if you don't watch that show, then you don't comprehend and you don't understand the signs. And now all of us who've seen it see the signs that happened to Zach. And,
right.
You know, now we, you know, lost someone so great.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Very, very sad. Well, guys, you got to see it. Like I said, it's on Netflix right now. Hopefully it'll come out on video sometime soon. But if you don't have Netflix now, you got to have Netflix. Everyone likes the Amazon Prime. That I don't have. I know there's a lot of good stuff on there, too. But I don't do any of the HBOs, the Stars and stuff. I do Netflix, and they have some excellent series on there. It's just amazing what they have.
Yeah, I wasn't really a Netflix fan, and then everyone was raving about that show, and I was like, fine, I'll watch it, and, you know, I fell for it. So.
The next one you got to watch on Netflix is Sense8, S-E-N-C-E-8. We'll talk about that one. The second season, get ready to come on that. That is an amazing show on Netflix. Preston, you're going to love this show. Probably be talking about it the next couple of weeks. I think it comes out either end of this month or early next month. But it is the most incredible show as well. And has a couple of LGBT characters in it. And it's just amazing.
I will definitely have to check that out.
I'm going to quiz you on it. Sense8, it's good. It's good stuff. And it has some very handsome men and some very beautiful women on it, and a great storyline. Just a quick overview of it. It's basically 8 people around the country, around the world that are interconnected, and they can sense each other and basically speak to each other in their thoughts and become each other. And so you have this Oriental lady that's amazing in martial arts. You have this gangster type kid in Germany. You have this actor guy in Spain. You have this hippie chick in San Francisco. You have this police officer somewhere in the U.S. And all these people start getting this connection. They didn't realize that it was there, but they have this connection inside them, and they can kind of help each other out. They see what's happening in each other's lives. And so you have the actor guy getting in trouble, and all of a sudden the Chinese girl kind of takes over his body and just kicks ass with her jujitsu, the people that are after the actor guy. And the actor guy is gay, and the hippie girl in San Francisco is gay. They each have boyfriends and girlfriends. It's cool as hell. You'll love it.
I'll definitely check it out.
All right, what else we have going in pop culture? Hey, Coachella's going on right now. Is that ever going? Do you want to go to Coachella one year? Just play some music?
I would love to go to Coachella one year, but the tickets sell out way before I even know about it.
Isn't it crazy? I'm the same way. I never hear about it until, oh, it's happening like in 2 days. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. But, yeah, it's always great avant-garde music. You have a lot of the people you've heard forever, but it also features a lot of new music. So there've been sightings, quote unquote sightings, of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper all over Coachella this year. And It turns out they are remaking the film A Star Is Born that starred, of course, Barbara Streisand. And they're doing little bits and pieces of filming all around Coachella right now. And it's just, I guess, driving everyone nuts. They're just going crazy over it.
Yeah, I heard about that. A good buddy of mine is actually trying to be an extra in that movie. So, but yeah, I heard that Lady Gaga was at Coachella. She performed a new song called The Cure, and she just got phenomenal reviews about it. So that's really amazing.
Nice. She's just killing it lately. I just love how she keeps growing and reinventing and going from television to movies to Coachella back to her music roots. She's amazing. Just amazing.
She is.
And then Fast and the Furious. Are you a Fast and the Furious fan? Have you watched all those movies?
I haven't.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I've gone on and off. I've seen like, I think number 1, 4, and maybe that's it. Maybe 1, 4, and 6. This is supposed to be the last one. It's Fast and Furious number 8. It's called The Fate of the Furious. And of course, Paul Walker is passed away now after the filming of the last one. So he's not part of this one, but it premiered last week to huge ass numbers around the globe. $532 million globally. It passed Star Wars as the biggest opening weekend globally ever. Is that amazing or what?
That is. It really is. I mean, I heard a lot of people didn't want to see it because of Paul Walker, but I honestly think this one was more of a memorabilia of him. So I think that's why
right.
a lot of people actually did go see it. So, but there's actually two more. They're actually going into 2021.
Oh,
so
really? There is two more? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, there's going to be 9 and 10, and the last one will be like April 21st of like 2021 or something like that. But yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, I can imagine. Oops, I didn't turn off my studio phone. Sorry, I got to turn my studio phone off here. Sorry about that. But yeah, they. I didn't think they would be doing any more, but I guess when you make a bajillion dollars over a weekend, it's kind of smart to keep going.
Yeah, right.
All they would like to make money. Who would have thought running cars, fancy cars, hot women, hot guys going around makes lots of money? Who would have thought?
Yeah, no kidding.
And then also announced yesterday, I'm a big Tony Awards fan. Do you watch the Tonys at all? Are you a Broadway boy at all?
I have missed every award show this year. It's sad, and I watch every single one of them.
I am a Broadway boy. I love you, my Broadway people. I've had some great Broadway stars on the show, hopefully having much more. But Broadway, the Tony Awards are in June of every year. And Neil Patrick Harris has slayed the opening hosting about 4 times. Hugh Jackman from Wolverine has slayed it a couple of times. Last year it was, I don't even remember. It was Gordon from The Late Late Show. He did a very good job, I thought. The year before, Kristen Chenoweth shared it with somebody else. It was okay, as much as I love Kristen Chenoweth. But this year, they pegged Kevin Spacey to be the host of it, which to me is just an odd choice. He's an excellent actor. I love Kevin Spacey. He's an actor. And I know he's won a Tony or been up for Tonys and does a lot of plays. And he like has his own theater, I think, in London. But it was just a kind of a funny choice for me for him to be Tonys. So when you think singing and dancing and fun and stuff, you don't think Kevin Spacey.
No, you don't. I think that's kind of just – kind of not, I wouldn't say a slap in the face, but it's kind of just like a little bit of like disrespect to the people who've won Tonys. Because I mean, he's not really a Broadway star, he's more of a Hollywood actor. So it's
exactly,
really
I think as far as England goes, he hasn't done a lot of play acting in England, but really in Broadway, he hasn't been on in a long time. Of course, House of Cards is a very popular TV show, but that's television. That's not Broadway. And so, and it's funny, I was reading some of my LGBT stuff yesterday, and he was trending on Twitter after they announced that he was trending on Twitter. And he trended on Twitter for so long, everyone thought he was either dead or came out as gay. That's the only reason he doesn't trend on Twitter anymore. And he's always had kind of the rumor mill that he's closeted gay, which I don't care one way or the other. I'd never want to out anybody, but he, whatever he is,
right.
He is. But that's what everyone thought at first. That's like, oh, he just hosted the Tonys. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. I'd love to see Neil Patrick Harris back. Like I say, he's already done it 4 or 5 times. Who knows if he'd do it again? But he's had some amazing openings.
Neil Patrick Harris is just amazing.
And it's going to be an interesting year because last year Hamilton was so big and swept everything. Hamilton was just a juggernaut. Now, it's going to be interesting what happens this year. Supposedly that there's a play called it's a musical called Dear Evan Hansen that is the big buzz this year. And it's I've played one song for it so far. It's not one that I've followed a lot, but it's like everyone's talking about it and a couple others. But it's going to be a little more diverse show this year, so that'll be kind of fun to see how that happens. Do you watch the Randy Rainbow videos at all?
The Randy Rainbow videos?
Yeah, these things are crazy. You have to be kind of really in the politics this last season. But Randy Rainbow is, that's his real name, believe it or not. he is a Broadway performer and not super well known yet, just a Broadway actor. He's been in a lot of shows. He's a singer, lounge singer in New York. And he started doing these videos the past 6 months that have gone viral that where he does those interview shows with celebrities. He's been doing political ones, and it's a kind of interview show on video where, you know, you're talking to someone, but you're showing clips from something else that they've done, so you're not really talking to them. You see those kind of videos. So he does these things, and he has just been killing the Trump people with these amazing spot-on videos all set around Broadway musical show numbers, like Fiddler on the Roof and Book of Mormon. You have to look it up on YouTube. Just go Randy Rainbow, YouTube, look it up. They're the most funniest things on the planet. There's kind of like an unofficial drive to get him to be the host of the Tonys this year. And I hope with Kevin Spacey's straight-lacedness, he'll bring something like that to bring a little fun to the Tonys. But we'll see what happens.
I haven't really got into politics this year due to our candidates that we're running. So
it was a pretty depressing year, that's for sure. And it hasn't gotten any better since number 45 got elected. What can you do? All right. Well, on that note, when we bring it down, when we bring the house down, talking about President number 45, let's go ahead and lift everyone up. Play another song from Preston Wiggins' new album, Jungle City. This is Soul Survivor. Guys, I see a couple of you out there. Don't be afraid to call in, 347-989-0126. Let Preston and I know what's on your mind. Playing Soul Survivor. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Right now, but I can taste the freedom, release the demons, climbing out from underground. Brand new legs, open weeks, there's no stopping me. I believe I can stand. From the ashes, I rise up, I'm flying free. Now I know who I am. Like a scar
Alrighty, we are back. That is Soul Survivor with my special guest co-host today, singer and songwriter Preston Wiggins. Love these songs, Preston. Now, you're kind of a songwriter. You write with heart a lot. So tell me about this. What brought on this song? You do a lot of stories in your song. So was there a special story behind this song?
There is. It's just really, it kind of goes hand in hand, honestly. Because I have, honestly, I battle anxiety and depression pretty much every day. So
gotcha.
I decided to put it into words and, you know, just let people know that, like, you know, no matter really what is going on mentally or physically or emotionally, you can overcome it. You can win it, you know, and that's the whole
nice.
Point. The whole point is to just try your hardest, reach out to your friends, reach out to family, and reach out to someone that can show you and help you. And, you know, so it kind of goes hand in hand with 13 Reasons Why and every other suicide, depression, anxiety, everything that's out there. So
important. I love that. That is awesome. And where can people download the album at? Is it on iTunes and Amazon, all that fun stuff, or just on your website, or where do they go?
It is on iTunes. It's on Google Play. It's on Spotify. We are going to release it in the middle of May to Amazon. I'm slowly kind of rolling it out to different retailers because I wanted to see how first it was really going to sell, and so it's kind of going
uh-huh.
well. So I'm going to start putting it out to other retailers like Amazon and Napster and all those other weird places.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. All right, well, let's dabble into just a little politics. You said you're not a huge politic fan, even though I'm a huge politic fan. There hasn't been much going on, thank goodness, while I've been gone, even though there's always something going on with the 45's administration. But the
right.
good news is yesterday there was a special election in Georgia for a House seat, congressional seat in Congress for, I forget what district, I think Georgia's 6th district, and it was between... Georgia has always been Republican forever, and Trump won it by about just a little over 1.5 points. So he didn't win it very big. So Georgia started to turn Democrat a little bit. So they had a special election by someone that was appointed by Trump to his cabinet. And the Democrat, they had 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans running for this one seat. Which the Democrat won, which was the good news, 48.1%. But the bad news is when they have that many people running of both parties, in order to win the seat, you have to win by 50% to keep the seat. Otherwise, you have to have a runoff with the top Republican. So since he only got 48.1%, he's got to run against his girl, Karen Handel. She only got 20%. And she gets to go to runoff against this guy, which is really frustrating because it's another 2 months you have to wait for the seat to be open, and they're going to spend another $1 jillion on the seat. But I just really hope that we start giving a message. We've had all these great protests out there. Just last Saturday was the tax day protest. A lot of people out there for 45 to release his taxes. The great women's march, the day after the inauguration. So I hope people are waking up. If you haven't realized by now, this is a pretty Democratic show. I kind of wear my politics on my sleeves a bit.
It's really cool to kind of see people wake up and really pay attention. They've been blinded for so many years, you know.
Exactly.
Since dawn of time, they've been blinded, and they really haven't paid attention. And now they're paying attention. And, you know, sadly, it's Trump they're paying attention to, you know, when they should have been paying attention
right.
to Obama and Bush and Clinton and all of them. But now, you know, America's just sometimes a little slow.
Exactly.
But,
and the big news is while I was on vacation, of course, they nominated Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, and they changed the rules where you usually need 60 people to approve a Supreme Court justice because it's a life appointment. And this Gorsuch is only 48 years old. And he's Supreme Court judges living up into their 70s and 80s. He's going to be on this court a long time. He's very much a Republican, very staunch Republican, where he doesn't necessarily believe in LGBT marriage and things like this. But they changed the rules to get him through because the Democrats weren't going to give him the 60 votes. So they changed the rules that now you only need 51 votes to get a Supreme Court judge in, which is really pretty bad on either side, that whoever's in the majority can automatically do it, because Republicans have 54 people in there now. So they can, anyone they want, they can get in there from here on out. So that's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, the Republicans, they're really messing it up. I mean, everyone that Trump has brought in is doing something wrong. From Betsy DeVos, who, that rich person should not be running our education system.
Right,
I have to watch
exactly.
myself. I can't. It will be nice. I
you
can't call
her you
that
can. Right. We're internet radio, but that's I understand exactly what you meant there.
But you know, she's running our education system, and she has no idea what she's doing. You know, and then we've got people who are making deals with China. He has no idea what he's, you know, those people have no idea what they're doing. You know, Trump wants to sit here and say he's protecting us, you know, but then he turns around and says, nope, never mind, I don't want y'all. We're the
that
one,
Ivanka
half of us are the ones
China
that
thing.
Voted
I don't know
for
if you
you
read that Ivanka thing. That pissed me off so much. I mean, it's bad enough that you're not supposed to have relatives working for you in the White House, that he's got his son-in-law now as a main advisor, and Ivanka, even though we're not paying her, so we're supposed to be all happy. We're not paying Ivanka, but she has her own office now in the West Wing. And while she's in the West Wing, as a daughter of a president, you shouldn't be doing, she gets 3 patents approved for her clothing and jewelry line in China while she's sitting to dinner with the president of China and the president of the United States down at his place in Mar-a-Lago. So you're not supposed to be making money off the presidency either. And like, does it get any more obvious than that? It's just crazy to me. I don't understand.
Yeah, no, they pretty much got into this White House thing. You know, he said here and wants to say he wants to, you know, drain this and take care of this, get rid of Wall Street. But all you're doing now, you brought someone in who's going to protect your Wall Street friend. You brought your daughter in so she can sell her clothing line and her jewelry line. You know, she
it's
now has
silly.
Been having all these China, you know, workers who are going to be working pennies on the dollar to make your stupid clothing line. You know, they mainly
it's
just
bad.
Did this so they could get in and have more money. He just did it,
it
as a business.
It's bad. It's crazy. I mean, I've been trying to give his wife, Melania, our first lady, I should say. I've got to be a little respectful, I guess. I tried to give the first lady a little bit because she kind of does seem like a deer in the headlights kind of thing. And
yeah.
Who knows? And it's always, everyone's always teasing about she's being held hostage by Trump, which we know she's not. But it's kind of funny.
Well, sadly,
but
the thing
like,
is, you know, she's Russian or something like that. So, you know, so those women obey everything that men say. You know, so
right.
here she's like, I think she's like, she doesn't know what to really say, you know. So she's just like, yeah, he's good. He's great. You know,
and usually the first lady has this big Easter egg thing every year. Last Sunday was Easter, of course. They have a big Easter egg thing on the South Lawn of the White House. They invite all the public schools around for miles. Well, they kind of couldn't pull that together. So she has her own private affair at Mar-a-Lago. On Saturday night, she invites all these rich people to have their little Easter egg roll in Mar-a-Lago. And then on Monday, the day after Easter, the White House does this kind of half-assed Easter egg roll where they barely have half the people they've had in years past. They were too late to get – usually they have Sesame Street characters walking around for the kids. They asked too late for that, so they got like one Sesame Street character instead of like all 12 of them or whatever. They usually hand out these really cool commemorative wooden eggs to all the kids. Well, they didn't order those in time, so they can only get half of those. So that was – they couldn't do that. It's like – half-ass Easter when you've been in there for 3.5 months. I mean, come on, girl. You can do this. Hey, girl, hey.
Yeah, I think more of her, she's scared. She doesn't know what to do.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
I think it's more, you know, she's – I don't want to defend her, but, you know, I don't want to be against her.
Yeah, I'm the same
way. She has that nationality where she is from that side of the country. And they're made from the time they're born to obey men. And, you know, it's sad. It really is.
I hear you. All right, well, that's a good stopping point. We're going to go to our last segment, LGBT news, in just a second. But before that, I'm going to play one more. This is Preston Wiggins' Old School, last album. This is, and it works for Melania perfect. Pretty Hurts, girl. Pretty Hurts. It's a beautiful woman, but come on, girl. Get with it. We're listening to Pretty Hurts by Preston Wiggins. We're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. We'll be back in just a little bit. Call in, guys. 347-989-0126. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Back. This again is Preston Wiggins with his song Pretty Hurts. Preston's my special guest co-host today. That was from last year's album, right?
Yes, it was.
Very cool. I love it. I love that song. And what was the story behind that?
That one was just, you know, I don't really know. because that was a Beyonce song, so I just covered it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I kind of fell in love with that song, and, you know, she hit some points on that, so I was like, well, I'll do a cover of it.
Nice. Love that. Well, we are back. Guys, we're on the last segment. If you want to call in, I see a couple of you out there. Don't be shy. 347-989-0126. If you're agreeing what Preston and I are saying, if you disagree totally or you just want to talk about something, give us a call. We're open. Let's finish up a little LGBT news, see what's happening. First thing I want to talk about is supposedly Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are having some problems. I don't know if it's true or not. It's rumor mill, and I hate rumor mill. But, hey, it's pop culture, and I got to talk about rumor mill a little bit. Have you heard any of these stories yet, Preston?
I haven't, but I don't honestly would believe that would be true.
I'm hoping not.
Because you see Ellen and Portia together. I see them all, you know, they're always together, you know, at every event. They're always smiling,
I thought,
happy, you know.
I'm kind of hoping the same thing. I guess the reasons behind the rumor from what they're saying is that they got a tip over something, but they recently sold, I mean, they're not hurting for money, kids. They sold Beverly Hills condo a week or so ago for $7 million, and they sold their Santa Barbara estate for $45 million, and so everyone's saying, oh, they're selling everything and splitting their assets and splitting up. It's like, no, Ellen DeGeneres just loves to buy and sell houses a lot. I mean, she said that on her show. She's known for that. So I'm hoping there's nothing going on, but they have the rumors there. Who knows?
I don't think anything, honestly, is really going on with them. And if it is, that's, you know, their discretion and their, you know, thing to deal with. That's, you know.
Right. Hold on. I mean, she just had the cover of Time magazine. It was 20 years ago this month that she came out publicly, and she suffered a lot of backlash for that. She had her ABC series that was canceled. She wasn't able to get booked for jobs. She was barely able to get some stand-up gigs. And she was, like, in a real bad place 20 years ago. And now look where she is. She is, like, queen of the world, owning $45 million estate in Santa Barbara. And all over TV.
Yeah.
So I hope everything's great.
I think if they were really going to do anything, Ellen would make an announcement, you know, on her show or something, you know, because she is so family oriented. And so I think she would say something on her show if that was the case.
Right. Well, let's hope that it's all rumor mill. And I got to tell you, it's really funny. Speaking of rumors, you heard of that TMZ site, right? They have their own show, and they're a big celebrity gossip people, right? Well, when I was out in L.A., I went to the Abbey, which is the big Hollywood gay hotspot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I took my mom. It was funny. It was after my party. I had a party across at this gay bar in West Hollywood. And me and my mom and my buddy Alexander and his boyfriend, his mom, said, well, you got to go to the Abbey while you're here. And so we go across the street to the Abbey, and it's amazingly had fantastic food. But it's just a huge bar, and it started out as a bakery and a restaurant, and there's go-go boys dancing all over the place. But my friend said, just wait. They said, the TMZ buses come by here like we're freaking zoos and an animal. Everyone just wait. And sure enough, we're in the middle of dinner, and a TMZ double-decker bus pops up right in front of the Abbey. And everyone just turns and waves and laughs and smiles like little zoos on parade for the straights going on the TMZ bus. I was dying. It was funny.
Yeah, they released a story a couple of weeks ago about Britney. Saying that she, you know, rumor has it that she, you know, she's buying her own ring and she wants to marry Sam Asghari and, you know, have a baby with him and all this. I'm like, Britney's already stated she doesn't want to get married. She's having fun.
That's funny, yeah.
But that if she wants to marry Sam Asghari, have at it. He's a bodybuilding Persian. Yeah, what more could you ask for?
Right. Sorry, I'm sneezing like crazy all of a sudden. I had to mute myself for a second. But yeah, so that was really funny being at the Abbey. And like you said, those are funny stories there too. I got an LA experience. West Hollywood. Have you ever been to California yet, Preston?
No, I plan on going sometime in my life.
Well, this is the deal. I was born and raised in LA. I'm one of the weirdos that left LA. Everyone usually is born somewhere else and ends up moving to LA. But I was born and raised in LA. I lived there for 29 years before I moved back out here to Ohio. And I loved LA. I loved every second of it. It was stupid for me to move, but that's another whole story. It was a lot of fun. And so I go back now, though. It's totally different. There's so much traffic now. I used to love to drive around Hollywood and Melrose Avenue and Santa Monica and Sunset Boulevard. And you could see all the cool new shops. They always had really cool restaurants and clothing places and really hip stores. But it's so packed right now with people wall to wall that everyone's just trying to get somewhere. And so you can't take the time to be a little looky-loo on the road. It's wall to wall, bumper to bumper cars. They're all trying to go fast. You can't see anything anymore. It's just not as much fun as it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone who's trying to get a look at a Kardashian or, you know.
Oh, it's crazy.
Whoever, and you know, Hugh Jackman, all of them people. There, it's people out there trying to look at them, get, you know, be their friend, or it's people trying to break it in there. And honestly, trying to break into reality, music, acting is very dark and it's dangerous.
It
you
is
know?
Tough.
So,
it's a tough business, yeah.
It is because they, you know, you have to stay away from your family for so long. You've got to, oh, you're too big. You need to lose weight. Oh, you're too skinny. You need to gain weight. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. Oh, wear this. Wear that. You know, people just
that
need to
go to California.
That is
one of the first things you notice. There is a gym of some kind on every corner of every street.
Yes.
It's like you have Crunch. You have Abstastic. You have Super Power Lifters. Or something. Every time you turn around, there's a workout place. And
yeah,
it
it's just crazy.
It's a bunch of beautiful people. I haven't been to the West Hollywood's a big gay hang out there. Haven't been there in a while. I threw a party Wednesday or on Sunday for a lot of my guests. But I don't get to see in person, right? Because you and I have become good friends, but we don't get to see each other in person. We only get to talk on the radio, right? So I figured,
right.
I'm going to L.A., I'm going to invite all these people that have been on my show, and we'll have a little party in L.A., and I'll get to meet everyone face-to-face, and it'll be a fun old time. So my buddy booked Mickey's, which is a bar in Hollywood. I want a big, big shout-out to Mickey's. Thank you so much for hosting my party out there last Sunday. And so we have this party, and it's at Mickey's, which is right in the middle of West Hollywood in the gay district where all these clubs are, and it has an outdoor patio we were at, and we had these big couches we were at, and a lot of fun. But they had more people 12 o'clock Sunday morning than our gay bars in Northeast Ohio get on a Friday or Saturday night. It's just amazing how many people come out to there. And then, like I said, we went over to the Abbey for dinner afterwards, and there had to be another 1.5 billion people over there as well. It's just crazy. Everyone comes out on a Sunday all day from 11 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy.
Ugh.
Absolutely insane. And then speaking of the LA Pride, too, there was a story I saw. I talked about it on the radio show a couple of weeks back, maybe a month and a half ago, that LA Pride this year is turning from a Pride parade to a protest march because of all the everyone being scared of 45 turning back all these LGBT rights and what's happening in court and all these things. So they're toning down the parade and turning it into a protest march. And it's going to happen across the country. June 12th, Sunday, June 12th, there's going to be the protest marches across the country. And LA just came out this week and said they're having trouble getting sponsors, which I think to me is just funny. I mean, they'll get all these corporate sponsors for a bunch of go-go boys on a float just showing their junk. But now when they're trying to organize and try to say, hey, we really need to have equal rights, that all these corporate sponsors are pulling out. Nissan is the only one that is sticking with them for right now. They've had some great generous donations by individual people, but it's kind of crazy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Do you have any kind of pride event near you, or do you go to one of the bigger cities for it? What do you do, Preston?
We have a pride event out here in Houston that we go to, but there was no hype about it. Like, it wasn't really on Facebook. Hardly anyone did anything. And I think it's because, you know, here and all across the country, people are scared.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
right.
Ever since the 45th has taken in, it's been, you know, our community has been attacked so much more. And let's face it, half of us can't fight, you know.
This is true. But, that's a true statement.
You know, it's scary for us, and we shouldn't have to be scared. We just want to go out, have fun, and do our thing, and go home. You know,
right.
We shouldn't have to protest our lives. We shouldn't have to protest anything like that. We should just be able to go out, party, shopping, whatever, and just live our life like everybody else.
Well,
you know,
said.
It's ridiculous.
Well said, my friend. I love that. Well, yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on. Pride season is upon us. They're going to start being Pride festivals almost every weekend coming up starting in May. There's already been one or two. I know that Miami had theirs 2 weeks ago, and they're just starting to come across the country. Mine in Northeast Ohio is going to be July 29th. We're out in July. Cleveland's June 3rd. Columbus is like, I think, the 10th or the 17th. And Pittsburgh. So there'll be quite a stuff going on. But you're right. You got to be safe. You got to pay attention. But it's a time where we need to get together as a family and really not let all the baloney of this administration, what's going on around us, kind of not let us be who we are, right?
Yeah. You know, if you're going out and doing things, you know, just be with friends. Stay with a group of people and always make sure your phone is charged and that you have your keys that way and you can get to your car quickly and get on the phone. But make sure you stay with friends for sure. You know, you need to be as safe as possible because you don't know,
I like that.
You know, if you feel like something's going to happen, you need to get out of there quickly because you don't know what that person or set of people could do. So
right. Stay in the big groups.
Guys,
stay
no
in the big
what
groups.
No matter what you're doing. Yeah.
Well, Preston Wiggins, I can't believe it's been an hour. Thank you so much for being my co-host today and standing on my soapbox with me.
Oh, of course.
I'm so excited for you. I hope everyone goes out and downloads. The downloads have been amazing. Go out there. Go to iTunes. Go to Spotify. Go to all these places. You want to look for Jungle City. Get these songs. You're going to love them. Believe me, I do. We're going to have you back real soon, my friend.
Of course, of course.
All right, we're going to finish off the show today with a little song. I thought this was kind of amazing. I found this today. A transgender male, his name is Charlie Peck. He transitioned female to male, and he sang a song. It's called Home. It's by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, which is like one of my favorite band names now. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. But this song is called Home. And he sang it right before he started transitioning and started taking hormones. And then he sang it again just a month ago, a year or so into his hormones. And it just shows the transformation of what this does to you and what the process of being transgender is all about. And from voice to appearance, everything. And it's just his voice is totally different a year ago than it is now. And I love the song. So we're going to play out today with Charlie Peck and Home. Thanks for being part of Standing on My Soapbox. Next week, special guest Michael Vega, my good actor friend from L.A. We've got Left of Straight shows on Mondays and Tuesdays next week. This Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time is Voices for Change 2.0 with my good buddies Joe and Rebecca Lombardo. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you next week.
there's something I never told you about that time.
What didn't you tell me?
While you were standing in